With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Power outages stretching into a second week are fueling frustrations across the South, especially in Nashville. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says Florida is even expected to be affected as well.
Cold temperatures are definitely getting down into Florida, especially as we move on into the weekend. Saturday will be a okay day, but as we go into Sunday morning and then especially Monday morning, the low temperatures across much of the peninsula are going to be in the low to mid-20s as you get away from the coast.
The criticism of recovery efforts grows. The Carolinas and Virginia preparing for a major winter storm. The National Weather Service says Arctic air will send temperatures plunging into the teens. President Trump says he's made the right choice by deciding to nominate Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve.
He's very smart, very good, strong, young, pretty young, and I think he's going to do a good job. I mean, he was the central casting guy that people wanted.
But it's safe to say he won't be getting a yay from the Senate Banking Committee's top Democrat, Elizabeth Warren.
Kevin Warsh has already stood up in public as part of his tryout for attracting Donald Trump's attention and just claimed that up is down, in is out, black is white, he doesn't care.
Several people are injured after gunfire broke out during a Mardi Gras parade in Clinton, Louisiana last night. Local outlets report at least three people were shot, possibly as many as six, and reported that a child was shot as well. The shooting occurred during the Mardi Gras in the county celebration. President Trump says he's instructed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem not to intervene in protests in Democratic-led cities unless local authorities request help. On his social media site yesterday, the president posted that federal authorities will not participate in protests or riots unless asked. This is SRN News. Americans consider moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes, 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which has been the press 3 option for 988 callers, in order to prioritize serving all help seekers. LGBT people will still be able to call and discuss their problems on the 988 line. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights probe into the killing of Alex Pretty, who was shot by Border Patrol officers in Minneapolis last week. More on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened.
In a Fox interview Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem seemed to distance herself from statements she made shortly after the shooting, claiming Pretty had brandished a handgun and had aggressively approached officers. Multiple videos of the shooting contradict that claim, showing Pretty was only holding his mobile phone in his hand as officers tackled him to the ground, with one removing a handgun from the back of Pretty's pants as another officer began firing shots into his back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.